Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsideCubed.com.
Hey, kids, welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio, once again, is our friend Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. He's a broker, realtor, owner guy. He's the guy. And he's the guy that we turn to when we've got questions about the real estate market. Welcome back to the News Hour.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I'm always glad to be here.
Tell us just real briefly, what is RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts? What do you guys do?
We, as a company, we support agents who sell real estate.
And you've got plenty of them.
We do. We're growing. My goodness, we're up to, what are we up to, 160 agents or something?
No kidding.
Oh, it's crazy. We're growing like nuts.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
I remember when in our infancy, you know, several years ago, that we were lucky to have 40 people in our room.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's huge, and it's a lot of fun, and
especially in this market.
And Rob is still being Rob.
Yeah, I don't know. He got married.
He's the man. I've never seen him happy.
I know. He did well.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got lots of questions, and you're the guy to ask these questions. Yeah. Yesterday, maybe it was the day before, days tend to run together a little bit around here, we had a news story about how there is some fear in some parts of the United States that there might be another housing bubble on the horizon, and we're particularly talking about stuff that's going on in South Florida. What they're saying is that home prices have risen so quickly in South Florida that people don't have the rising income to be able to afford them, mm-hmm. and they're kind of afraid of a stagnation of the market or a falling of the market.
Yeah, it's highly likely in a few of those places, and it's, you know, we've always been locally, we stay on a fairly even keel and kind of do our thing and stuff. But when you get to Florida's one of them, and you have Arizona and Nevada, and of course along the California areas, they ride this roller coaster
all the time. You know? It seems like
and prices skyrocket and then they fall on their face, and they skyrocket and they fall on their face, and they may very well be poised to have some kind of a flattening. Or maybe even some reduction.
Mm-hmm.
It's nature of the beast.
Well, it is, you know, and we made mention of that fact. I mean, it's location, location, location,
yes.
as they say, right?
Yes.
And a house in San Francisco is going to be a different cost basis than what you have in Flint, Michigan, for example.
Huge
difference. Mm-hmm. And it's all relative to where all this is. And I suspect that not always does the real estate market follow the income trends. And I think that's what we're worried about mm-hmm. in some of these places where the housing market is now way up there, but people aren't making the money to be able to afford the house.
Yeah, and I think that's true. And I certainly would never even come close to being accused of being any kind of a socialist. Far from it. But the idea that wages of the middle and lower earners mm-hmm. are stagnated and have been for quite some time and have to recover because that's what fuels the market.
That's
people
what
don't understand.
The economy.
You have to know that, you know, in our world of real estate, that if somebody doesn't buy the low end home, those people don't buy the middle home, and those people don't buy the upper home, and it just doesn't go anywhere.
Well, we found that out during the crisis,
yes,
during the
absolutely.
Recession. I mean,
absolutely.
There was no money, and people just stopped, and the entire market just went whoop.
Yeah.
We're talking with Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. We had a story yesterday, and we want to get your take on this as well. We had a story yesterday about rent.
Oh, yes.
Rents here in the Des Moines metro market and across the United States mm-hmm. are just going through the roof.
They are.
For one-bedroom apartments, they're saying 10.7% increase mm-hmm. in rent in 1 year.
Yes.
What's going on?
It's, well, one thing, it's very good to be an investor. and own some rental property, and we're finally actually going to make money on our rentals, which is kind of fun. But yeah, there's still a backlog of people that aren't buying houses yet. Mm-hmm. And you know, population increase and the immigration and all those things. And there's not enough housing.
Well, that's period. What I hear all the time. There's
not enough housing. We're literally in like the siren going off red flag area of
really?
Listings. We're 60 days of inventory totally across the board. There's 60 days of inventory available in the market.
Wow. So, but somebody's buying these houses then.
Well, they're buying what you can get, but uh-huh. there's a whole lineup of people who can't get it bought because it's not there.
Hmm.
The builders can't get it built fast enough. They're in a lag.
Well, they can't find workers.
Yes.
I mean, that's another thing that, yep. It's tragic. When we were talking about this whole rental thing, mm-hmm. there's 4,000 apartment units
mm-hmm.
to come online in the next 2 years. 3,000 are expected to come on this year. So that would lead one to believe that, okay, there's going to be maybe a softening in that market.
Yeah.
But if the past is any indicator of what we see going forward, we still continue to draw people from all over the state, all over the region here to Des Moines, and got to have housing.
We have to have housing, and we need a little bit more affordable housing. That would be helpful in the rental market as well.
Yeah.
It's a struggle for anybody who just needs living space.
Sure.
Not executive style or the super nice stuff. So that's a problem, and they're not building that stuff that much. They're building the nicer things because you make more money. But yet we will on rental, and I'm no super expert on rental, mm-hmm. Except that I know that what's going to happen is that we're going to continue to have a little bit of rental increase. It's probably going to soften, as you said, more coming on the market. And it'll soften in that rents will stabilize. They'll probably be stable. My guess is for a year and a half, they'll be stable, and they will actually soften about 2 years from now.
There was an interesting story we had earlier today, mm-hmm. too, about the Fed, about likelihood of whether or not they're going to raise interest rates by a quarter of a point mm-hmm. in March. And now they're saying it ain't going to happen because it's just not there. The big money is maybe by December. So is that good news for prospective home buyers?
Well, it's good in that, there's a trickle-down effect that keeps our rates low. Mm-hmm. Certainly there's something to do with the Fed and what they do, but the dials they turn only affect us in the U.S. right now. And there's so much more going on overseas that, in China and, the European Union now, all of those are having a severe effect. And the biggest effect is gas. And the gas affects the stock market. And here's what happens. Gas goes down. Stock market plummets. Stock market plummets. Everybody puts their stuff into bonds. When everybody puts their money in the bonds, interest rates go down because,
it's a catch-22.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a supply and demand. And so we end up with low interest rate. Has nothing to do with what the Fed decided to do. Has to do maybe with what OPEC decided to sell oil for.
Yeah, and that's been a real issue. Oil fell by 9 cents today. So,
only
nine. But yeah,
good.
One day it'll go up a quarter, next day. It's crazy to watch. Back on the whole housing thing here in the Des Moines Metro. At RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, what price point is really hot right now? Where are you selling a lot of houses at?
Either side of 200.
Okay.
190
to
190 to like 250.
Okay.
And surprisingly, that's an entry level for a lot of people nowadays, which is crazy. Yeah, to think about that, but it's true.
How much was your first house?
My first house, I assumed the loan and my payment for that house including taxes and insurance, was $149 a month. So that gives you an idea.
Yeah, I know. We bought a home in Illinois, and before we came to Iowa. And I want to say, and I can't remember the exact number, but I remember that we bought it in this year, and we sold it like 3 years later and made $25,000.
Yeah.
Just boom.
Well,
just
it's
like
crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was kind of nuts.
But you're going to find it's going to stay around here. It'll soften, but we have so much catching up to do that we're a year and a half away from any stabilization.
Now, when we look at the Des Moines Metro in total, you know, I know Waukee likes to really bang the gong, you know, mm-hmm. they're growing. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of apartments coming online over there, a lot of shopping, a lot of things going on. West Des Moines, Urbandale, Johnston are some hot areas. What about when we take a look at Des Moines proper? What's the housing inventory like in the city of Des Moines?
It's not bad. In fact, I'll tell you exactly.
Oh, listen to this.
I'll tell you.
You brought facts and figures.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on in Des Moines. When you look at Des Moines proper, like, let's see.
Need your glasses?
Yeah, I certainly do. But, you know, overall, there's only houses. There's only 2,391 houses available right now. That's across
the board. In the metro?
In the whole metro.
Oh my gosh.
Housing, residential houses.
And this is every price point, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's more people than that probably visited here last week.
Well, it's just crazy. But here, I'll run you a couple numbers down real quick.
Sure.
Altoona has 59 active listings and 51 pending listings. Pending is a 45 or so day window of when somebody puts an offer before it closes. Okay? Ankeny has 239 active, 217 pending. Clive and Urbandale together, 188 active, 133 pending. West Des Moines, 148 active, 141 pending.
Whoa.
We're talking 2 months or less virtually across the board for houses. It's nuts. And we have the one stat that I pulled up that I was totally amazed at is that we have now reached the point where if you take 2000 as the year between older and newer, mm-hmm. which I didn't think I'd ever say, really? But we have more houses available that are from 2000 and newer than we do from 2000 and older.
No kidding.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because, that's where our market is, building new houses.
And I think I told you the last time you were here, new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our son and daughter-in-law moved to Waukee.
Yeah.
And the reason they moved to Waukee, they wanted shiny new.
Yeah.
And didn't want to have to build anything or fix anything or, you know, do all that craziest stuff that you and I had to do when we bought our first house.
Oh, what? You mean paint and clean and fix? No.
We can't do that.
No, goodness sakes, no.
You said something else interesting the last time you were here, Lance, about, it was good.
It was
good. You said that so many young individuals are wanting to start their first home purchase coming from a home that is as nice or nicer than their parents.
That's the mindset of most younger people tend to want to go from where they were at home and go on.
Are they successful in that? Are they?
A lot of them are. And what's happening, especially with millennials, is because of student loan debt and that. Most millennials are pairing up.
Oh.
You know, and getting married or at least being together before they make that home purchase. That's our millennial delay.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, you know, jumping out of there and 22 years old and bam, you're in, you're buying a house, everything's good. You'll find them a little bit older. They pair up. And so their first house ends up being that entry level $190,000 to $250,000 house. That's the entry level house. I mean, the low end of new construction $170,000 at the bare minimum, and then it goes from there.
I was going to say I don't see many new home constructions that are that low.
No, well, that's, you know, that's the land. We talked about that. You can't find land. There's no place to build a house right now.
You know, it always amazes me when the Greater Des Moines Home Builders Association puts on these home shows, and they've been doing it for years and years and years, and beautiful, beautiful houses.
Yes.
And you make the tour of these places that are landscaped to the nines, and I mean, they're really nice.
Yes.
And they have really a hefty price tag on them.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes.
Not uncommon. $850,000 to $1.7 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I walk around going, who's got that kind of change?
Yeah. It is surprising. But there's a development that just started in Johnston. I'm not going to go into names and all that because I'd be promoting. But there's a development that started in Johnston, and the lots range up to $350,000.
Before you put a stick in the ground.
Yeah.
Wow.
So wow. Go there.
Yeah.
And if you take any time you buy a lot, multiply it now by four, used to be by five, but multiply it by four, and that's the minimum house that you're going to have. Mm. So you buy a $100,000 house or buy a $100,000 lot, you're going to at least have a $450,000 house.
Amazing stuff.
So multiply that out at 350.
Yeah. Wow. Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. Thanks for coming in and doing this again.
Oh, I love to. It's awesome.
This is
thanks.
Always so interesting because in my next life, I want to become a real estate agent.
No,
it's not for the money. I just want to sneak around in people's houses. I want to see.
You'll get over that quick.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's like the people that come into our business and say they want to do it because they love people. You'll get cured of that real fast.
I can well imagine. Yeah. Lance Hansen is a broker associate with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. Say hi to your daughter-in-law, will you?
I saw her picture the other day. Love to hear.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right, we've got to scoot on out of here. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon. For Lance Hansen and also Chris Grunewald, who was with Spotlight Innovations in the first half hour, thanks so very much for being here with us. On the controls tonight is Jerry Lee. Mark McDowell is the program director for the stations. Mary Sayer is the liaison for us between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Also, we want to say thanks to Jimmy Olson, who's the voice of Insight on Business. And the music that you're listening to right now is created, performed, and done by our friend James Goodlett. You want some music for your business? James Goodlett is the guy. All right, have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.